hardest things to do, but it's one of the most important things, just to make sure to get it clear. And to be kona something, you go over many a time. So we did in Shin Yod Dalet the idea of Ein Boneh V'Stira B'Kelim. So just a few examples that we talked about, just to give the things that are on the side here, to give the maskanot. One of them is that you want to let your kids play with Lego toys, blocks that stick together. Shmir Shabbat Kechotah is Machmir, if they stick together, because that's Boneh. And Ravad is Mekel, or the Tzion also, for kids, because really it's not Boneh, I'm not Lekayim. It's not meant to stay, it's temporary. We saw that in Shulchan Aruch, he even said that. Same thing, if you have the daf outside of the, if you have a ledge on top of the oven, you can plaster it on before Shabbat and break it on Shabbat. It's not Boneh, it's not Soter, because it's temporary.
Even in Shabbat, you could put it on?
Yeah.
Unless it, what if it's, you cannot use glue in Shabbat.
Generally, you cannot do glue, but it is, it's okay. It's not meant to be permanent. A big chidush, but that's the basic idea.
So glue is like Boneh.
And sin sifion.
Glue is like Boneh.
It depends. If you're making attach a house, that's going to be Boneh. If you glue two parts of a toy together, or a kli, so that could be Boneh Bekilim, as we said, Machloket by Boneh Bekilim. Generally, exactly. Shulchan Aruch says, can you build and fix Kilim? It only depends, only on junky Kilim. Refurbished. The things that are broken or junky quality are going to fall apart. But not on good quality stuff. So that's true. But, as we said before, the Rashba and Beitza says that the Rif and Rambam are Mekel, and if Shulchan Aruch only saw that, then maybe he would be Mekel. So Chacham Avad just make out with that, with another sniff, if you have another reason. So another reason, on Binyas Yeri Bekilim, on utensils, building them or taking them apart.
He's Machmir here.
Shulchan Aruch is Machmir. Avad is only make out against Shulchan Aruch if you also add one other reason. For example, your Kavanah is not to make a clip. For example, opening the bottle caps, opening the packages for food, all those are Mutar. That's what they have here in the beginning, Shinya Dal also, and a few other places. But that's Chacham Avad in many places that he allowed that. In number two there, they bring the idea that many poskim said, lock out.
To Shulchan Aruch basically is, and Binyan Besirah Kekelim, just by the case that it's not a Binyan Mamash.
Yeah.
According to the Rashba and the Ran, it's even when it's a Binyan Mamash.
Yes. Yeah.
Because it's Kelim already has the status.
The Tosfot says Asur. The Rosh says Asur. Unless it's junky, but there's a diuk in the Rif, in the Rambam, in the Ran, in the Rashba, in the Ramban, in Rashi. There are many Rishonim, maybe Rov Rishonim that sound like it'll be mutar. So Chacham Avadia collects them and he points out that maybe if Rav Sakara would have seen them, he would have been more dead. Lama'asa, he doesn't.
Don't we say that a can is a junkie can?
So a can, I don't know if we're going to say, is a junky kli, because it's not going to fall apart. It's going to stay good for 100 years, or whatever, for 20 years. They can't stay good.
Yeah, bottle.
The bottle also, they don't fall apart. They're good quality.
And nowadays, everything
is good quality, yeah. So maybe with paper, that's what they bring in number three. Pieces of paper that they wrap food in, not even, I don't know. Maybe that's junky kli, maybe. Shmir Shabbat is only mekel on paper that you rip and then you throw out right away. Okay, that's Ashkenazi. But a kosher kippah, the sardine too, they call it. In other words, if you have a sugar package or a ketchup package or a potato chip bag, individual size, those are mutar to open on Shabbat because you're going to throw them out afterwards. Great. No question.
Even according to Shmir Shabbat.
Yeah, and then certainly sardine wouldn't even call on that. No question. The bottles, we said before, number seven over here, Chacham Avadia was Mekel on the bottles and on the cans. Big sugyo, as we said before. One of the reasons Rav Moshe was Mekel, theoretically, as we said, not in practice, on the cans is what he said. In the Mishnah, we said you can open up food to get the, you can open up a barrel, break the barrel, Shova Adam at the Chavid, Lekachman and Gurgur, you can break the barrel, get the figs inside. He said because the barrel's batel to the food. It's insignificant compared to the food. You're trying to get food. So it's not like a kli at all. That's in Shulchan Aruch here. Sifchat, they bring Chotolot Shazmarim. If you have a package with figs inside, you rip open the package. Okay. Bottom line, Rav Moshe said not to do it. He said it's Asur because we're afraid of Zilzal Shabbat, afraid of people coming to break other violations of Shabbat. Chamavadi was Matir, the cans, the bottles, the packages, all of those. What about we talked about making a hole? You can't make a nice hole. So when you do an orange juice or an apple juice or whatever, orange juice, you pull out the. Or the milk or something, you pull out the tongue, wherever you pull out the little hole, the plastic hole, and it makes a nice circle. That should be bone petach. It's creating a hole. So is that okay on Shabbat? And we said before, it's okay on the Gemara if you make it on the top of a barrel, because you're not making it to, it's not meant to be mekayim. It's not going to stay that way, because if you're going to make it top of the barrel, dirt's going to fall in. So you're only doing it like one time, it's not useful. It's if you're on the side of the barrel and you plug it up, it's useful. So today, I think, even on the tap, it's going to be a problem because, at least maybe not the cans, but the orange juice bottles, they have a cap. So it stays good for a long time. So even when you do it on the tap, they stay for a long time. However, that's what I would have said. However, there's a big machlok about this, as is with many things. Number 24 over here. He brings Chamavadi was matir at the very end. In Chazon Avadi Chelik, hey, why was he matir? How could you not say it's Petach Yafet? First of all, the Orlitz, Yon, Minuch Rava, they were machmir. But Chamavadi was matir. Why? Because you're not trying really to make a petach yafeh. You're just doing it for convenience. You know where it's the easiest place to break it? If you want to take a knife, stab it, make a hole in it, that would work also. Could do that. Why do people take the tab and pull it out? Because it's easy. It's the easiest thing to make a little hole in the oranges bottle. Since it's easy, you're not doing it to make a hole. Therefore, your kavanah is not to make a hole. So then, so what? So it's psik resha though. Psik resha dinichalei. So I'll say we have the Magid Mishnah before that. The Magid Mishnah says anytime it's a secret, when it comes to Magid Patish, it's not really a sur because it's a chashivut of a kli comes from the machshav. If you don't intend to make it into a kli, it's not a kli. That's the Magid Mishnah. So Rav Adi doesn't start with that to be make it. They talk about this in other. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So look, it's a machloket. Look, there's machloket about this. Ideally, you could try to be machmir before Shabbat and open the juice. It's not so common, but okay.
I don't know which one, which bottle are you talking about?
I'll get it on my phone and I'll show you. Like an orange juice, sometimes they have this. Let's see if we can find it. Alright, so, let's see, what are we going to find over here? There's a white little circle, I can't find a good picture on this.
Maybe I know, but...
It's a white plastic circle.
Yeah.
With a little ring.
Ah, that'd be...
And you pull the ring, and then the circle comes out, and you have a hole. Okay.
That's like a little ring that you take out. And
yeah, that's how you open it. Like that's, I don't know, oranges bottle, something like that. I can't find a good picture.
Because they have a cap. Yeah.
Under the cap, this is how you open them. Stuff like that. So now, what's the story with those? So that's what Chamavadi is being my tier over here. That's okay. Pulling out this little ring. Because you're making a nice hole, but not that's not your kavanah. Also, a similar type of argument happens when it comes to, if you ever have like yogurts or cheese sticks of cheese, that are in individually wrapped things, there's something that they make them one connected to the other. So you have the yogurt, they're connected to one another. So then you break it, when you break them apart, it's a nice corner. It's a nice edge. So is that metakin or is that kore?
That's the same case by the toilet paper. Oh, very good. Similar to the toilet paper. Okay, we were talking about the yogurt or the stick of cheese or something like that.
It's individually packaged and it comes in a row and you break it off the yogurts together, they have an edge. You know what I mean? Like a pudding or something. Sometimes the puddings are two of them attached, or five or six of them attached. Well, you break them apart, and it has an edge. So that making a nice edge, and that's going to be a problem of mechatech. Mechatech is a tolda of koreh. It's tearing, but it's tearing things at an edge, or a specific line. Mechatech. Mechatech is a malacha. It's a problem. So the guy takes a... Right, so in other words...
What would be koreh? Wait, wait. Like tearing a paper up.
Question. We haven't got to the halacha. Yeah, I'm doing a review last time, getting all the halacha down. The halacha we said, just to review real quick, in 1 minute, 30 seconds, we said, first thing we said was tearing open the packages, the bottles, the cans, all mutar for chamavad, all mutar. Is it because it was utensils and the kibinyas, their films, they kill, and also your kamanas not to make it for the future. We also said, now we're talking about the orange juice cap, they pull out the little ring, make a little hole, we're saying a story a lot here. We're now discussing.
The Tropicana.
Tropicana is the one thing. You know what?
Yeah.
I mean that there's a white a circle thing, and then there's a ring you pull out, and it makes a little hole. I don't know so many other things that are like that.
A can's are the same idea.
Can's similar in point. Exactly. Now it makes a nice circle, but when you open the can, it's an edge. So is that a circle?
But the can doesn't have a cap. This has a cap.
Yeah, so exactly. It's even more serious about the oranges. Okay, so it's still coming out as much here. Because your kavanah is not to make a nice circle. It makes a nice circle. It would be just as good if you took a knife and you punctured it and you made a little hole like that. It wouldn't look nice. That's all. Your oranges would come out. Why don't I do that? It's convenient. It's easier to use the built-in cap. So the same thing, some people say, let's say with ripping the toilet paper. Right, that's a malachav korea. It's a tear. If you have two papers that are glued together, that's korea to tear them apart. It's also tearing korea to tear paper that's long, and you want to use part of it, so you tear it in half. That's a malachav korea. Someone has like aluminum foil. You have aluminum foil on a roll, or you have a
sidur. Sometimes
oh, that was what he said. Okay, sidur in the end of shin mem. The last sieve, that we said was mutar. Because it was not amanah l'kayim. They didn't make, when you stuck them together, it wasn't intended it should be like that for a long time. It was intended to take them apart. And therefore, that's not a
melacha. When are we talking about, when it has happened to be like, it's actually like together, have to like, almost peel it off. It's not just like a...
No, I mean like, let's say mamash was cholent.
Yeah,
and okay. Glue, not glue, honey. Like, so, very sticky. Lollipop got stuck in the safer. Or in the adventure. I'm opening it and it's ripping. Okay, whatever. That's okay, because it wasn't tearing the pages apart, if you're tearing the pages apart. That was Amanat L'Kayim. It wasn't meant to be like that for the future. The guy put the lollipop in the adventure, it was by accident. So it wasn't on purpose to be there for a long time. So therefore, you're breaking something apart that was not meant to be there for a long time, therefore, it's not correct. But when you do something on an edge, we have to deal with mechatech, making a nice edge.
Okay.
So not by the venture. By the venture, the edges were already there, the page were already there, it's okay. By that, by the yogurt, whatever is machlokit, Rishon Mazalman, or in Rav Yashin. I believe Rishon Mazalman just matir that, because of Kavana, Rav Yashin said, you make a nice line. That's a problem. The yogurt, Rishon Mazalman said, you're only doing that way, it's easier. He's making out. I think Mazalman doesn't make out. The same thing applies to the opening the Tropicana and the bottle caps. What about aluminum foil? Can you rip aluminum foil in Shabbat or Yom Tov? The answer is no, because there's no lines, and you're doing it, you're making a sheet, you're making a nice part of it, it's useful for you. So you're making a section for you. That's not that, as far as I know, it's a Mishnah in Masechah Beitzah, and they have a roll of paper. You cannot tear off pieces of paper from the roll to make it size that are usable for you. So if you have a paper towel...
You put it in a way that it's not straight...
If you're going to be not straight, so you don't have to wear mechatech, you do have to wear bekoreh. Koreh is still mission. Tearing something that was unit, you broke it apart.
Okay, so koreh is basically like avmedah. Mechatech would be like
mechatech is straight line.
Straight line. Yeah. So what would apply to mechatech?
Mechatech, if you want.
Well, then you say.
So we had all these cases, and we were making on all of them. The yogurt, the bottle cap, the string cheese. The toilet paper, also machloket. If you tear it on the line, is that going to be mechatech? Because it makes a nice line. It's a machloket. I believe Rabbi Yashiv said thought it was. Some people thought it was. And they're making them on this. Shachter and others, they say, your kavanah is not to make one. People don't use one square.
Do we can use toilet paper this time?
No, ideally not. Ideally, okay. Use the tissues. Why? Because you don't want to get involved with the machloket. It's a machloket on the right. Trying to get involved.
But you can't. Meaning, let's
if you're stuck.
Let's say you're in somebody's house.
Once, yeah. So then you could tear it. So I think you're better on the line, not on the line. You definitely do with a shinui. I have to check again, but I think Ikara, then you can do it without a shinui, but you're probably better with a shinui.
Always. Anything I think
but yes.
Just in case.
Yes, good. So I'll try to check it up, Blin Nadir, next time I have to check that. So what is an example of Mechatech? If someone's making a cloth for the Siftara, they're making a line. It has to be straight. The cloth has to be a parchment of nice size. You're trying to make something to be a nice thing. That's going to be a mechatech.
Which is also Korea, which is basically Korea.
It's also Korea, it's going to be a mechatech.
Even if you don't want it to make a straight line, it's Korea. So what's the point of making that?
Hold on, I have to double check. That's mechatech. Mechatech is making something on a nice line. It would be mechatech even if it was not amna lekayim. You can have one without the other. It could be.
Yeah, so there's
if,
like a home
it could be. It could be.
Yeah, no, but it drops into the
like people talk about. You have garbage bags on a roll, and sometimes they're attached one to the other. And then you pull exactly, and you tear on the perforation, or tablecloths, a plastic table. Sometimes they have white. Long, big rolls, and you roll out 10 feet, and then you tear on the perforation. So that is a big question. Some people say that's mechatech. You're making a straight line. So I think that we should be machmiran, because you're making a straight line that's nice and useful. On the bags, over here. Is there someone who's mekel? Maybe. But I think that is ra'ui lahachmir on that. Yes, Kagoy? I think yeah, that's what you can be matir on that. Ray Willig said that happens, and he's matir. Asking a non-Jew. One time I was speaking with Rabbi Dan Cohn, that was what we came up with. That makes sense also, to ask the non-Jew to tear the garbage bags on the line, something like that. But not that you can say, it's machloket, but a scheme, and you can ask something to Rabban Lakel with a non-Jew. But shoot to shoot, even without a mitzvah, because it's really machloket plus a shoot. Something to Rabban Lakel.
So it's a double
safek. Just one dirabana with a safek. One dirabana, shvut, plus one machlug. Bottom line.
It's not about vakum, it's vav.
Even not about vakum. Bottom line, we should try to machmir by those things. But on the things here, it says beferush, I would not be machmir. Fine. Okay. As you're tearing the letters on the packages, that's matir. That's mutar, because different reasons, it's you're not trying to do it, and anyway, it's only, people say it's only derabanan, because it's mekalkel, it's not erasing to make it better, it's destroying, so it's mekalkel. Mekalkel is not a constructive malacha, it's destructive. When they built the Mishkan, it was constructive, it's from proof, it's destructive.
In the case of the package, you said that it's because you're going to throw it out, that's like cornflakes, you're not going to throw out the cornflakes.
No, the cereal, you're not going to throw it out, you're going to save it. So Shmir Shabbat is Machmir, Shmir Shabbat Kachada, Ashkenazi Sefer is Machmir, Kham Abad Yom Matir. Because again, the same story.
It's ruffles. This is ruffles. Like big bag of chips.
Yeah. If it's glued shut, same thing. They didn't glue it permanently. They glued it in order they should open. Okay. The only thing which I can't find, I still looking, I didn't see it, was the envelopes. I didn't see the Chacham Avadia was mature then. Right now, at least, I'm continuing to say it's a problem. Even though you can use the same sorot. As we said, by packages, by letters, I don't think we should.
If you put it from the side, it would be Korea.
I think that's a problem, correct? I wouldn't say to do it. As far as I know, I would not say
to do it. If you cut it from the peel, it would be Korea?
No, that would not be Korea, because they did it on Manah, they should open it. But bottom line, I would say not to do it. Because I remember the Taz says that he makes a Xera, the Taz said no one should open envelopes on Shabbat. So I think that's not
there. Many reasons, maybe because it's not part of Shabbat.
When we're talking about what can you, what speech should you have in Shabbat, what literature you should read on Shabbat. So it's brought in Shulchan Aruch that you can read letters in Shabbat. But in case there's an emergency, they're going to tell you the king is coming to your town, and you better run away. So yeah, you're allowed to read letters in Shabbat. Ramosha said that's not anymore the case that you can read the letters, because we only read letters in Shabbat because of it could be very chashuv, very, very important. But now if there's an emergency, They're gonna send you. They're gonna put it. They'll send you an email. They'll put it on your. They'll call you before Shabbat. They'll make announcements. They'll put up posters. Everybody will know. Not because they sent you a letter in the snail mail. Nobody. No one sends emergency mail through a snail mail. That's our. We don't hold them anymore. Okay. So that's that cool to read envelopes and Shabbat. Generally, starting head yotel we call even a garret shalom. You read things. Hello, you're here. You know, your grandmother sent you a letter, a postcard saying hello. You're not supposed to read Shabbat. It's called shara head yotel. Things that there's no particular purpose. Okay, we talked about that.
We're gonna open it or we're gonna read it.
Even the postcard, not even supposed to read.
You shouldn't even touch it because it's mukseh now.
Not 100% mukseh.
Why not?
Good shayla. We'll call it klish matol isur. Look, some say it's mukseh legam, right? But I think there's more to be mekel to call that klish matol isur, not to call it mukseh mamash.
Okay, klish matol isur is mukseh in the case of
the they talk about they had asur books. Whatever. I'm going to get on a tangent. So it's going to be too long. They had romance books in the day of Shulchan Aruch. It says you're not allowed to read them. Not during the Shabbat, not during the week. Because not kfira, but it brings a person to think about inappropriate thoughts. So what's he doing on Shabbat or any time reading those works? Okay, but anyway. So is that mukseh? Not mukseh? That's a big machlok. Okay. So Tosit says not mukseh because of what I say. Which one is? Most books, you hopefully, could still
read. I saw a book in my bathroom and I want to throw it to your garbage. Tell me if I haven't throw it to your garbage.
Why?
It's a book that says why good and good people go to religious and politics. I saw the title and I said I want to throw this book.
Why did good people go into politics and religion?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm
sure it's kefira, and I want to go and throw it into the garden. It's in the bathroom of they put it there for people to read it.
Yeah, fine, so maybe. And this is the Sefer Immanuel in Shin Zion Tet Zion. Okay, they talked about that. Books of that's not good to read on Shabbat or ever. That's a romance book. Watching movies that are even just like I don't know PG-13 anymore. I'm for sure like this. Inappropriate scenes, people hugging, kissing, and more.
I would agree with you.
That's not what we should be doing. Forget the Shabbat and the Chol either. Never. Okay, fine. Back to what we're actually discussing. I want to mention one other thing, I think.
In a cloud.
Okay, 1 second. That was it. Fine. Yeah, bottom line, that's it. All right, good. Oh, one other thing. Making an opening and closing the folding tables. Folding tables and folding chairs, all Mutari, because the Ma'an Ram says from the Ramah that it's not L'Kayim. It's all one piece. It's a type of thing that goes in and out, and you open and close it all the time. So that's not bonnet. It's like opening and closing the door. Opening and closing the door is derech tashmisha. It's meant to be this way. It's not bonnet. If I have a door that fell off, so I put it back, then it's going to be bonnet. But it's one piece on the hinges. What's up?
I stack up chairs.
Yeah, they're not bonnet. You're not making an entire unit, though. That's okay. That's fine. Making, though, a kid's tent on Shabbat, or any tent. Building a tent. You're not allowed to make a tent at Shabbat.
The umbrellas, we said that it's...
Umbrellas, opening them, pressing them out. Lama said, no, the Yehuda says, sir, we are machmir like that. Correct. As we said, it's not so different from this Magen Avraham. Theory could have been matzir. Chazon Ish asked that question. Lama said, we're machmir. We do not open umbrellas in Shabbat. Good. Let's do now... Okay. Just to see Shin Tevav, this is where this idea is brought about making tents. Even if you, I don't know if you ever did this when you were a kid or you saw such a thing, you make on the couch or somewhere on the stairs or something, take pillows, you make a little tent for the kids, and you put the blanket on, you make a little cup. So that. Maybe if they're little kids, they don't know Shabbat, fine. But otherwise, that's a problem. Shemul Chanech not to do that. Because why? It says here, also, it's all but Shabbat. You can't make an oil. You can't make a little tent. It's bonet. It's a binyan. I feel all right, even temporary. That's what the interview was worried about, making the...
umbrella. Right, we said there is reason maybe not here because it's all one piece. The Rambam would not do the umbrella, but either way, making an actual tent is definitely a problem. Okay?
How long did the Yonah not live?
He lived 1700s, middle 1700s. Middle end of the 1700s. So, it's all material. You can make a wall, but you can't make a tent. A tent means walls and a roof. But if you're just making a wall itself, that's okay.
I mean, I could make my fence on Shabbat.
No, you can't build a fence. It's building. It's putting things together. But putting up, in other words, if you put up a pillow with two other pillows, or you put up you make a stack of chairs, you make that into a wall, you put up this, that's not building, because it's just a machitza. But if you make
that, that's perfect.
And then you take that and then you put a tarp on top of that. Asur.
Well, that would be fine because that's just
a mechitza. It's a mechitza.
So putting a jacket from one side to the other one might be.
Yeah, okay. Cool. I don't think people do it like that exactly.
I know, people put their jacket there. So I'm just saying, like.
Yeah, but people don't make a tent. To make it a tent, you have to have a tefach. We're going around finishing bonnet, constructing things, and you can talk about the folding tables, chairs, all those in return because they're meant to open and close. But you can't make a tent even temporarily. So you're talking about like a kid's tent or building, popping something up. If it's not one piece, like if it's a tent that you have different pieces you put together, that's going to be a problem making a tent to Shabbat. Then we said, but a machitza, a wall, that's okay. Folding and opening it, that's not a problem. So the...
What if it was like you said,
the tefach on top? If it's the tefach on top, that means that's a roof, that's a problem. Machitza don't usually have that. Machitza usually just walls. They don't have stuff on the roof. If it was a roof... Okay, the umbrella is because you're making a roof. You're making an area that protects you from the sun and from the rain.
It's one piece, yeah.
As we said the other day, the Noda Behuda in the 1700s said it was a surim and a Torah because you're building a roof. And Chazanish, 100 years ago, he asked on him, why is that surim? It's all pieces that come together and come apart based on hinges, things that are just built together. Same thing as opening and closing the doors, not bonnet. So when I say he was asked on him, but he said, since the Minhag for 200 years have been Asur, we're not Mekelda. It has to do with the fact, whatever, bottom line, we're not Mekel on opening umbrellas. We even usually assume the Mokset to hold the umbrellas in Shabbat. But yeah, we assume it's more like a Minhag. And on the strollers, you see, like sometimes they have a cover. So Chaim Avadia said, so really, it should be the same. Can you open and close the stroller roof? Should really be the same thing. But since the Noda Behuda didn't have strollers in his day, the same thing, they were make elements. There's no Minhag Yom Machmir on that, on this. Yeah. It's better if you can do open a little before Shabbat, because if it's open before Shabbat, you're extending. That's Mosif Al Binyan. Just adding and closing. So the mechitza is mechitza shel sniu, that's okay, that's not a question. Building, if you have an eruv that fell down, a wall that fell down, you have to ask a non-Jew to fix the eruv on Shabbat so people can carry it. You can't have a Jew fix it. Why? Even though it's just a mechitza happening on the wall. I get a bunch of chairs and make a stack of chairs. And what bonet do I do? The answer is, it's a problem to make binyan of a mechitza on Shabbat. Inside a house, most of the time in the world, there's no problem at all making a stack of chairs. You can make it into a structure. Mechitza is usually mutar. Mechitza, though, the Rama brings here. Mechitza, hamaseh lesniu ba'alma, shari.
Which one?
In Shintavav Aleph. Sorry. Maran Shintavav Aleph said, Mechitza mutar. In Mechitza, asra'al ki naseh lahatir sukkah, lahatir tiltu. Let me just read. I just read Maran. Maran said, you can't make roofs, you can make walls. But even the wall, you can make it, it's for no reason, just sniu, just keep you private. Like these sniu, machitza you do in shul. However, machitza you're doing to matir something, to make it halachic. Well, halacha says, I recognize that there's a wall. There's a wall in Yad Sukkah, and it's also a wall for Shabbat. Therefore, like, if I have a two-sided Sukkah, and I put up a wall in the middle of Shabbat, I don't know, I put up a table. That's already a wall in your halakha. That's a problem to make on Shabbat. So some of that you have, this is not so common. You only have a two-wall sukkah, and you have a door on the third side, and the door is a sliding door, something like that. When you slide it open, then it's not a sukkah, because it only has two doors, two walls. And then you close it, and makes it into a sukkah. So you open it and close it on Shabbat, he says, mutar. Ah, you're making a chitza on Shabbat, chitza. shel yisur shel mechitza nesniud mechitza yisur halachic mechitza. Says still, since it's all built into one piece, it's never bona as long as it's one piece. It's always sliding doors, stuff like that. It's always mechitza. Okay, that's a kula, but I think we can be mekel on that. If the string fell down or whatever, or something fell down for the eruv, you have to have some. You have to good. What about there are other things not so common, but what about a person has a candle lit and a person is with his wife, so then you want to have tashmish, you want to have be together with his wife, can't do that in front of sfarim, can't do in front of sfarim or a lit candle. So you can't do that, but if you make a mechitza and you have the mechitza, then it's mutar. So could you do that mechitza on Shabbat? Yeah, or electric light. It's its own halacha. It's not derech. It's its own halacha. It's from he's going to see his wife.
Is it something not of Shabbat? Is it something separate?
Something separate. It's derech sniyud. Those are Ashkenazi poskim mostly. These are from the Sfaradi poskim mostly. They usually bring Rav Yashiv, Chaim Kanievsky, or Rishon Mazama. Anyway, so those I believe are mutar. If you can do a, it's machloket. Chama Vadia is matir to make this mechitza for those. Okay, bottom line, not super duper common, and you have to know that. But fine. Okay, let's go on to the next siman. If you look at Sif, hey, just so you know, where we're passing it. He talks about the army cots. That go in and out all the time, that's going to be our chair, whatever, that usually puts together all the time, that's okay, mutar. So like if you have a leaf of a table, we talked about, I don't know, you know that if you have a table that extends, opens, and you put the stuff in, put it in and take it out. That if you do it all the time, mutar. Because it's meant to be like that. Mita shaprakim. Okay, that's
what do you mean all the time? Not like what?
Ah, very good. Good question. Okay. We said the folding table, folding chair, you can open and close in Shabbat, no problem, because there's hinges. It's mutar. If you have a shtender, open and closing, making it bigger, small, no problem. What if your shtender has a peg? When do we usually have those? A peg, a nail, they take out, and it goes down, and they put it back in, and it keeps it up. So, it's two different pieces. Is that mutar? Answer is, Shlomo Zalman says, it depends if it's common. If you usually do it, that's okay. And not if you don't usually do. So you want a leaf in the table, you want to extend the table, put in a leaf in the table, a middle section in the table, make it bigger. Or something like that, so that, it depends if you usually do it commonly. So that means, if you do it every week, once a week, at least you do it once a week, once every, I don't know what it is, once every once a week, you do it all the time, that's fine. If you don't do it that common, so then I can't say it's not shoprakim. It's a different heter, exactly. There are two different heterin. The heter of something that comes together, but it's not so tight. As long as they usually do it, it's coming from the heter of their tashmisha. Usually do like this. Same thing with the doors. As opposed to the heter of arai. Arai for binyan is, we said, like the Legos. It's not meant to stay there for a long time. So then, it needs to be even less time. You're planning for sure not to use it. All right. All right. Any other questions so far in Bonan that we didn't cover? All right. We got a lot of Chazara. Great. Next piece. Shin Tzayin. I know. All right. Good. Hasad Tzipor Dror. Lemigdal Shin Yitzalo. Shin Tzayin Maran. All right. Good. All right. So one of the Lamatim Alachot is an animal. You can't trap an animal on Shabbat. Okay, so now, the simple case is I want to catch a bird. I want to catch a deer. I set up a trap. They get caught in the trap. That's a problem. Why? Because I caught an animal that's useful. Fine. That's a sermon of Torah. It has to be in a trap that's small. Not that when it's trapped inside there, I can grab it very easily. That's chayav. That's a sermon. It's a derabanan. If I trap it inside the trap, which is not such a small trap. It's trapped inside a trap. Even if it's inside the trap, I still have to. It still can't grab it right away. So I have like I don't know a dog. It gets inside my house. It's not even a room. If you have a wild dog or whatever, a dog that's not tame inside a room, you still have to go grab it. It's still a certain room. Not right. Fine. Now, okay, let's go through some of the cases that we can think about. Let's ask all the questions. Are you allowed to trap mice in Shabbat? Now, what's the difference between ma'is and we're talking about here? We have to explain why. Big, big machlok about ma'is.
What he's talking about here?
Yeah, what did he say? That means asur midrabanan.
Exempt from
death or b'shogeg from a chatat, from a korban. Exempt from deraita, still asur midrabanan.
So basically, what is it?
Could you put down the mouse trap? That's one shala.
So, before Shabbat, in this case, what is he talking about?
Yeah. This is trapping a bird. You can't trap a bird on Shabbat. Or you can't trap a deer on Shabbat. Now, the reason these were asur midrabanan is because you're going to use the deer. You're going to skin it. If you could shaft it, you'll eat it. Great. If you don't shaft it, what about a bell? Very good. Okay. So what's the difference between what's the malacha deraita? This is deraita, trapping the bird. It's trapping the mouse or the bug deraita.
It seems like a siag, so you will not come to skin it.
It's not a siag. It's a malacha from the Torah that we say trapping.
Right.
It's one of the steps in the process of making the Mishkan, they had a trap out. So that's one chiluk to make is very important. Is whenever you trap a bird or the deer, you're going to use them. You're going to trap them and then use the hide or the skin or do something with it. You're going to sell it to non-Jews. It doesn't matter. You're going to do something with it. When you're trapping the bug or the mouse, you're going to throw it in the garbage. You have no interest in it. So that leaves it. Oh, very good. Very good. That changed it. Remember, had it? That changed it from the deraita to the rabbanan. That's the malacha shein shech l'guf. You don't need the item, so that's not min ha-Torah.
So min ha-Torah, that's when you need the item?
When I need it, when I'm trapping something and I need the item itself, that's an asur min ha-Torah. But if I don't need the item itself, it's only asur min ha-Torah.
Before Shabbat,
Muta.
Like Amir Legoy, I'm thinking.
Amir Legoy, I'm thinking similar.
It's
a good connection. Bottom line, it's Mishnah and Shabbat. You're tied up a bet that says you can set up all your kelim, all your utensils, do everything for you on Shabbat. They didn't have timers then, but whatever you can set up before Shabbat, it's mutar. Is it timers or whatever? So you can also set a trap. That's the Shrita Kelim. We said according to Beit Hillel, there's no isur in setting up things before Shabbat. Then it should come out. They should do a malacha in the middle of Shabbat. You know, if your grapes and they're pressed, they're getting pressed out more on Shabbat. Or if you left your food cooking before Shabbat, going into Shabbat. It's specific zerah, but basically mutar. Same thing with, clothing in the dye. Sitting in the dye is going to absorb the dye. It's going to color. All the is mutar, because you set it up before Shabbat. Same thing with trapping. Okay, you set up the traps before Shabbat, mutar.
Before Shabbat, mutar, and then
Ashkenazim. Easy. Sonic, very simple. It's all behel. You can put up the traps before Shabbat. That's for sure, mutar. Shrita kelim is no worse than making a timer. That's for sure.
For these things. For the anima that you want, for everything.
For even the deer or the bird. If you set it before Shabbat, it's okay.
Okay.
Okay, that's good. Good to know. Fine. That's one thing. Okay, what about
Trapping the
mice and the bugs in the middle of Shabbat? Okay, we'll get to that in a moment. They have to add more. But what about trapping the bugs or the mice in Shabbat? Okay, where they're bothering you. Before we get to any other broader kula, let's say you have a bug, you're in the sukkah, you're outside, and there's a bee. And you want to know, can you trap it because it's bothering me? So, there's something else. Yeah. Very good. Okay, let's look. We'll see. I think we're going to figure it out from Shulchan Aruch as much as we could. So, Sif Gimel, it says, Koshmi no nitzor chevla. Another deraita to derabanan chiluk is as follows. If it's a type of animal that's usually trapped, that's going to be chayav. Not usually trapped, patur vasur derabanan. Hilka zvuvim. Flies, who traps them? Therefore, they're Durabanan. They're not Mutar, but they're not Durabanan. They're Durabanan. Then he talks now, just to read the word, just to say what the case of the Ramah, just to put it in your minds, we'll get to a different day or more later. He says, if you have a box, and there are bugs inside, you shouldn't close it because you're trapping the bugs inside. Now they talk about psik ratio, deloni chalei, on a derabanan. So this is from the Mordechai and Baal Shulchan. To the Rishonim, Ashkenazi Rishonim says asur. Psik, let me just explain the words, right? You get the idea? Psik ratio, deloni chalei. when I close it, I trap the bugs, and what benefit again? There's no benefit. Secret creation is I do an action. I know a malacha is going to happen. What was my intention? Trapping. Secretia, the low nichalai. I don't benefit. Secretia, low nichalai, on deraita is a machloket. Aruch, one of the rishonim is matir. Maybe Rambam is matir. But the Tosa is asur, we hold it as asur. As we can't call much about with a thick brush. But we said, on derabanan, mutar, heter gamor. Good. You can do secretia, low nichalai. No, not kulei. According to Tamavadi. According to Shechan Aruch. One reason is because this is a Ramah. The Ramah says this is asur. You look in the Beit Yosef. The Beit Yosef says, he thinks really we should make mekel on this. He says, but Mia Kel Rosho Negan Hani Ushanim. But who's ready? I'm not ready to be mekel. Somebody said, really we should be mekel. That's why he didn't bring in Shechan Aruch. But out of deference to him, he didn't write that they're wrong. The bottom line, we're mekel in this case. So see creation on Dirabanan, we should be mekel.
So how would be like closing
up
bugs like
the bugs? That's not so common, closing the bugs. Yeah. It's not a really good
case. Let's say you have lettuces with bugs or whatever.
Lettuce with bugs.
Or maybe like you have a...
Check it here. You want to very good. You want to check the lettuce under the water or the strawberries. You rush it under the. You're going to clean it on Shabbat. You have the water rush on top of it. And we don't know if there's bugs. Safek, there are bugs. And if there are bugs, they're going to die. Is that a mutar? You're going to kill a bug. Can't kill a shofet. Can't kill a bug. You can't kill animals on Shabbat. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbat? Run under the water.
Yes.
Why?
Because it's secret, because you're not doing it only
is
for the
is it nicha? Is it not
nicha? It's nicha. It's
nicha. I want them dead. No, I want them gone.
I want them dead. I want them dead.
Good. Secret, the lo nicha. I don't benefit. Derabana, deraita.
If you kill them?
Yeah, kill them. As we said before, same reason. It's very direct. It's not even grammar. It's direct. You can still do it. Why? Secretion of the Lodiva and Dermanan. Why is Dermanan? Remember what we said before. You're not planning. Usually, when they did Shochet in the Mishkan, they shechted something and then they used it. They ate it. They put it up. They used the hides. We're not Shochet the bugs. You can eat the bugs. We Shochet them because we don't get rid of them. Yeah, very good. Very good. That's a Machlogan, Taz, or Kveger. Yeah, exactly. Do you say Secretion on something that's Safek is Mutarna? Okay, the same thing is true with refrigerators, water fountains, oven open when there's not a Shabbat mode. Many of those things. There's safek.
It's safek plus the secretion. I don't need to implode the
Ramadan. Yeah, but obviously it's a deal with nichol. It's a different question. But in many of the things, we say it's safek because it could be the oven's not going to go on right now. Let's do the fan in the fridge. Fridge is not going to go. Fan's not going to go on right away. That'd be grandma. And if it goes on right now, that would be psikresha. I'm not trying to turn on the fan. So safek psikresha, machluk etaj or kveger. So we try not to be mekel, but we make out. But it's not coming all in German. So that's already one thing.
So what, the fridge wouldn't be allowed if we say that the electricity is there, right?
Yeah, it's a good shayla. I'm not saying we say it's German. This is in the first shuvot. I think it's Aleph Yud Ted and Yabiyom Rahilaka in Archaim. This is the long ones. He has microphones and he has fridges. The ovens, open ovens, we'll have to deal with them. We deal with Shinya in another week or two. With cooking, because I want to deal with cooking, all the rules of cooking. Anyway, okay. So if the bug is going to sting you, it's somewhere here. So then they basically say it's mutar if it is mamish very much bothering.
So it's a scorpion. You're allowed. You're allowed to kill a scorpion.
Yeah, Ted. Sif Ted. This lice, parush, or whatever it is, I don't know what it is, it's a type of bug. It's a lice, whatever, it's a dirty animal, you don't really want it on your skin. And you want to trap it, so you're not allowed to trap it. He says, a jumping animal, okay, a jumping bug, you don't really want those on your, I don't like them, yeah, you don't want them. So now, you have them on your skin, you're not allowed to trap them. Elamkin, or Basarov, Oksa, if it's stinging you, mutar. Okay. So if it's mom is about to sting you, you could trap it, but still do the minimum. Only trap, not kill. Okay? Since trapping is only Derabanan, because you're not going to use it, they're Matir Derabanan, but Mokum Sar. Not every Derabanan. We don't say all the Helchot Derabanan, all electricity is mutar on Shabbat, or all Derabanans are all out the window, Mokum Sar, as long as you're painting it. But sometimes, yes, sometimes no. This one's mutar. Like the Gemara has mafis, more Shabbat, a guy has a pussy pimple, it'll pop in the Shabbat, it's only Derabanan if it's bothering you, okay? Pulling off a hangnail, in theory, the Gemara is the Mutar, the Lama, we don't pull off the nails.
So doesn't they say the lips become dry?
Again, I would say like that. If it's really Mr. Mamash, but I would say I would not be. I wouldn't say with confidence the same amount of time. I would say if it's bothering you, like you know, whatever.
It sure doesn't bother.
I think I would not be much here in most cases, just because. No, putting chapstick is a different story.
That's
something else. I mean, biting it and pulling it off. Biting with your tongue and with your teeth. So you eat it or take it off, whatever, rip it off, whatever. That goes as. It's like taking off hair from your body, such as skin. This goes as. Different ways shearing an animal. So anyway, so if the bugs are biting you, that's mucha. You can trap. All right, good. Anyway, they talk about lice. There's a big discussion, machloka, because the lice in this Gemara was spontaneously generated. It didn't grow, and then the Gemara said, "It's a big machloka." Some of them still hold you can hold like this, and some post said, or Herzog, they said, "What do you mean? We know there's no such thing as spontaneous generation." The Pasteur, he figured out 300 years ago. We know this is not the case. Whatever. So. That being the case, still some poskim said that you should be matir. That's from about Moshe Levi Menuch Rava. He passed away years ago. Passed away young. Chacham Sardi, and he lived in Bnei Brak. He wrote in his Sefer, you have to hold like Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch has mutar. Nothing changes, and the sign doesn't. Mean, anybody who says not like that is a kofir. And some people heard like this, and I forget who it was. It really they heard some of the Gedolim. They said they did change, and they took some of the Sarim and Bnei Brak, and they made a fire. They burned it on whatever. Like when we make a bonfire and stream. Because they held very much that he was wrong. Okay, it's a big machloket. Anyway, not getting into
this
that.
Happened not so long.
Not so long ago, no. Can we on Wikipedia?
Like they burned the fire?
The big kula, though, to know in trapping is this. From Elijah is matir, putting out a mouse trap on Shabbat mamash. Ashkenazim are oser. Yaki Yosef, the old Yosef, oser. When he'll come out with a new volume, he has like four on Shabbat, not the newest. The 2004 version, 2006 version, 2014 version don't yet have the skula. So Zono Vadya says lahatir, I think in like whatever, chilik hay, on putting out a master up on Shabbat, not because it's dangerous, because they're not really dangerous, just a nuisance. They're not dangerous. If they're mamish dangerous, you see a rat, maybe rat, maybe more dangerous, fine. But if they're just mice, they're not dangerous. Still, how much is material? Because of grandma. When you put out the trap, if you don't put it where the mouse is right here. You can't put out the trap right there. No, that never happens. The mice run away. As long as you know there's a mouse in this kitchen, put out the trap, it'll be grandma.
Exactly. You can put the, let's say, if you see a cockroach, you can put the venom just around it.
You can't spray the venom. You can't spray the poison on the cockroach. You spray it somewhere else, and then it's grandma. Good. That's a big kula. Lama said we'll be Mikhail, but not Ashkenazim or Machmir on this. All right, very good. Thank you, bro. Any other questions?
What is lice?
Lice, okay. What is it? It's a thing that goes on the person, it has a person's hair, a person's body.